This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are criticizing President Biden over a plan to offer plea deals to the 9/11 plotters, including admitted mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, to avoid the death penalty. Mohammed remains at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where he has been held for 2 decades awaiting trial. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell said FBI agents seized his cell phone Tuesday after questioning him at a Hardee's fast food restaurant in Mankato, Minnesota, about a Colorado County clerk who's accused of tampering with voting equipment. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has pled not guilty to the charges. The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday, as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. Former Trump staffer Caroline Leavitt won the GOP primary in New Hampshire's 1st District.
Because these Democrats, as I said in my speech tonight, are driving our country into socialism purposefully and rapidly, and we have to put a stop to it in January 2023.
She will face Democrat incumbent Representative Chris Pappas in November. President Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin on Thursday will hold their first in-person meeting since Russia invaded Ukraine. According to the Kremlin, it's a sign that Beijing sees the relationship as crucial to countering the United States. A Chinese-founded security forum will take place in Uzbekistan that will include Iran and India. With Russia's recent defeats in their invasion of Ukraine, Leon Panetta on Bloomberg is the former U.S. Defense Secretary.
And the real issue is whether Putin now strikes back. He already has a hit back on the infrastructure, whether he resorts to more, including the possibility of battlefield nuclear. All of that creates a dangerous moment here.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Vladimir Putin's chief envoy on Ukraine, Dmitry Kozak, told the Russian leader as the war began that he had struck a provisional deal with Kyiv that would satisfy Russia's demand that Ukraine stay out of NATO. But President Putin rejected it and pressed ahead with his military invasion. A mail package minimally exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late Tuesday. The college said a staff member suffered minor injuries. Authorities said that the FBI was assisting with the investigation. A federal judge has approved the release of a less redacted version of the affidavit for the FBI raid of President Trump's home. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart had ordered for the additional partial unsealing of the affidavit. The document shed more light on Biden's Department of Justice reasoning behind the Mar-a-Lago raid, but many questions still remain. In an effort to save lives, Senator Graham is working on a bill.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced a bill calling for a nationwide abortion ban, which would prohibit abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. There would be exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's physical health. Graham's own Republican colleagues, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, are waffling on their support of the bill. Democrats called the bill extreme. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Never stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and Eric Karen joins us, former special agent. We're going to talk about the raid in Mar-a-Lago and, you know, the ramifications and what's been happening since then. The pressure on, more than pressure, the indictment of Steve Bannon. We found out last night the pillow guy, Amy Kramer, others. We've got a congressman whose cell phones have been confiscated by the FBI. I mean, this is absolute madness what is happening in our country today. Eric, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, what an honor to be back on with you. I look forward to the conversation. It's an important one.
Well, let's break this down. I mean, this has gotten out of control here. I mean, we had to know, and I know many of us, we saw the signal loud and clear coming out of the FBI and the Justice Department and what they were doing when they raided a former president's residence to the level in which they did. Some would question due process. Many legal experts have questioned this. But it was quite foreboding because it was like, well, if Donald Trump, then who next?
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And, you know, we didn't see this type of activity from the FBI relating to Hillary Clinton, did we? We didn't see a raid on Hillary Clinton's home relating to her server, did we? She had hundreds of thousands of documents in her home on her server. And God only knows how many printed documents were scattered throughout her house that were secret or top secret. You know, she compromised, you know, national security. And James Comey, you know, went out of his way, played word jiu-jitsu the day that he got up in front of the American people to say her actions were extremely, quote, extremely careless. He could not say gross negligence because that's actually in the law. So he went out of his way to say, yeah, her actions were pretty bad, extremely careless, but, you know, it didn't rise to the level of prosecution, in my opinion. Yeah. And what do we see with Donald Trump? We see agents knocking on his door and ruffling through his underwear and her underwear as the wife. This is actions we see in a third world country, and the Department of Injustice and the Federal Bureau of, you know, Injustice should be really ashamed of themselves. You know, I'm calling for a colonoscopy of the FBI right now. This action we've seen are actions that I see when I travel to East Africa in the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. I've traveled back and forth. And as you know, and your viewers and your listeners know, you see this type of action in third world countries, not in the USA.
Right. Well, and this has been picking up steam and snowballing over the years, even before the Obama administration. The Obama administration really seemed to unleash it all the more and weaponize the three-letter agencies like the IRS and the FBI. And, of course, you know, then you have Donald Trump, who's an outsider. He comes in, and the FBI is so weaponized that, you know, and this is after ignoring everything that has to do with Hillary Clinton. They accept a bogus dossier that now even emails and whistleblowers are coming out and saying, hey, they knew all along that this was bogus. And they cost the American people millions of dollars, and we're not even talking about the implication it had on our GDP and on the, you know, the transition of power from Obama to Trump. I mean, here they're up in arms because you had American citizens questioning the legitimacy of an election in November. And so they lost their skulls over it. And there was clear evidence that far exceeded any bogus FOIA request cabal that the FBI, social media, everybody involved, Democratic Party were involved in, Hillary Clinton at all. And it was all bogus. And for 4 years, the American people had to suffer. And Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, continued to be met with resistance. And I maintain, Eric, to this day, that had there been just maybe a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, America's GDP would have been somewhere in the 4-5% range. We'd have excelled expectations, you know, beyond our wildest imagination, because we had so many things going in favor for us until China released the COVID pandemic on us.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, there's so much. Look where we're at today. We've gone, you know, which wrong is right and right is wrong. And our country is falling apart. I mean, it's right in front of our eyes. We can't deny it. I mean,
right.
The media wants us, and the administration, who's working hand in glove with the media, wants us, the American people, to think that everything is fine. And, the Dwight Eisenhower said it best, you know, beware of the military-industrial complex.
Well, exactly.
As you and I both know, beware of the U.S. government media complex, for sure. And
right.
We've seen how the media has, I've seen it firsthand in cases that I've worked, and how the media was working hand in glove with politicians to drive a false story, a false narrative. And we've seen it with this, unfortunately, with, you know, the president. And, you know, Adolf Hitler said it best, if I may quote him, through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell. And also the other way around, to consider most wretched sort of life as paradise. So
exactly.
We have to understand we can't trust the media. We can't trust right now our own Department of Injustice because they're being weaponized. We saw under Bill Clinton, he sold and allowed the sale of military-sensitive missile technology to China. Why? Because he had Hughes and Loral. I investigated that case. Eric Karen was involved in that case. He allowed sensitive military missile technology to China because he was getting paid off by Michael Armstrong, the Hughes Electronics CEO, and Bernie Schwartz, the Loral CEO. And he, Bill Clinton, allowed sensitive military technology to go to China, so their missiles are now state of the art.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is the thing that has been going on, and the consistent common denominator here, Eric, seems to be Democrats. I mean, certainly there's some Republicans involved in this, but, I mean, treason is treason. Well, I don't care, you know, what uniform you're wearing here,
sure.
and how you want to disguise yourself. I mean, treason is treason. But this is so anti-American, and the Clintons have been dirty for a long time. I mean, Peter Schweitzer has been reporting on this, it seems, endlessly. But,
yes.
You know, the media and the people continue to elect these Democrats who come in, and they're more concerned about being served than serving. You know, Nancy Pelosi, with all her insider trading, you've got even, you know, here recently with Liz Cheney. I mean, it's well known. She goes into office. She's worth about $6 million. And 6 years later, as she departs, of course, her husband has a job. I get that, too. But even still, now she's worth $36 million on a salary of, what, $175,000 a year? How does that happen?
You know, because they're getting, you know, they're getting their hands greased on the backside, if you will.
Yeah.
And they're getting, you know, funding from all these corporate individuals and donors that comes with strings attached.
And so, and we're paying it with our taxes.
We've got more. The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Eric Karen is with us, and we're talking about I'll tell you, my head is still spinning. So, you know, help me just a minute to regain my balance here. Eric and I were talking off air about all this stuff. He's been in the middle. I mean, he's been in the room. He has seen all this injustice that's going on. And here it is. I mean, you've seen how this has kind of stair-stepped and progressed itself to the point where this is no surprise for you, Eric, because you saw this firsthand happening, how Democrats, how the Beltway, clan, whatever you want to call it, cabal, how they protect themselves. It's so incestuous the way it operates, all at the expense of the American taxpayer. I mean, forget about us. They're not here. They're not here to serve us. They're here to be served. And they believe they deserve it, Eric. They're so ideologically fixed. They see themselves as the special people. You know, these special elites that graduated from all these elite colleges and stuff that somehow, I guess they must have all went to the same class where they got certified to just feel like it was okay for them to steal from the American people. That it was their entitlement, right? Because they graduated from Harvard or Yale or, you know, some special college, right?
Exactly. And, you know, they have a D after their name and they become a senator or congressman and or vice president or president. And they're in office not for you and I to serve you and I for 3 years or 5 years. They're in office for 20 years, 30 years.
Right. And it's a career. It becomes a career.
It does. And, you know, they get used to, of course, having the door held for them. They get used to having, you know, the best table at the restaurant in the corner in a nice water view because I'm Senator Eric. And
yes.
And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. And power corrupts. Absolutely. And
yes.
We've seen it in America over the last probably 25 years. And we forget. I mean, I haven't forgotten. We've forgotten 9/11. We just celebrated, if you will, a 21st anniversary of 9/11. The American people have to realize the politicians that we elect that are supposed to represent us, the American taxpayer, their number one job, Bill, is to keep our butts safe.
Yes.
We've learned that lesson the hard way when nearly 3,000 Americans died on 9/11 and tens of thousands of people were injured. What will it take? How many more people must die before the American people realize that it's not about, we got to trade and, you know, business and global warming and blah, blah. This is about our security. And right now, we are very, very weak, both domestically as well as internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how concerned I am relating to our current security standards here in America. We have an open border. We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens flooding to our country every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is
but our vice president Eric says our border's secure. So somebody's lying here. Either you're lying or she's lying. I the American people are confused because we hear numbers of 2 million people that have come across that we can count. And we know also estimated the Border Patrol says we've got another half million gotaways. And then even of the people that we can count, how many terrorists, how many on the terrorist list have we captured? I think, you know, somewhere a couple hundred people. And how many terrorists did it take to do what 9/11 did to America? What, about a dozen?
Exactly. These are their numbers, the U.S. government's numbers. In fiscal year 2021, ICE released 10,000 convicted criminals into our communities. 10,000, 6,500 pending criminal charges. I mean, you do the math. It's over 16,000 criminal aliens that we know of that ICE released onto the streets of America to do what? To harm us. Again, our elected officials are playing Russian roulette with my life and your loved one's lives. And
exactly.
I don't like it. I don't like it because every day in America, people get injured, and people die because our Department of Homeland Insecurity are they're killing us. It's sad. It's so sad that Americans are dying because our government is failing us.
Exactly. In every state of the union, Eric, an American citizen has died at the hands of an illegal alien. Without exception, every state of the union. Think about that. And on top of that, also consider that a couple of weeks ago, we had a president with a very dark red, you know, just horrific backdrop declaring that half of America were fascist. We're domestic terrorists. Now, what does that tell these terrorists that have been released into the interior of our country, that ISIS freed up, all the others who've come in, MS-13 gang members, all these nefarious people that come in? That gives them credence. That gives them, you know, a basis in which to kill people because, after all, I mean, half the country, we're not worthy. We shouldn't even be breathing. So basically, we have from the President of the United States declaring war and sending out these terrorists amongst the people to wreak havoc. And I think it's a matter of time, Eric, before we see something worse than 9/11 happen. And it's all brought to you, by, as you say, by our government of insecurity, which is actually, it's the return of Obama-Biden. If you remember the Obama-Biden years, our national security was compromised to no end. And now it's worse than it was then under Biden, you know, being the president of the United States.
Absolutely. You know, as soon as he became president in January, of course, I actually publicly said, this is Barack Obama, this administration, Barack Obama 2.0.
Yeah.
And of course, I was sadly not that I had a crystal ball, or I'm not Notre Dame, but you know, I saw it, and here we are. It's even worse, you know. And you know, people say, and there's no doubt about it, Barack is certainly being consulted, and his associates are in the administration, driving the train. This liberal train to insanity, that's where we're going. I mean, let's look at our economy. Look at our security. Look at our morals and values today. It's every, like I said earlier, Bill, which right is wrong and wrong is right. Mm-hmm. And if I want, you know, if Eric wants to be called Eric today and tomorrow I want to be Erica, that's okay. And you can't call me out on it. You can't, because that's homophobic and that's racist and that's whatever. And I'll get canceled. You'll get canceled because I call it out.
Right.
So we as a nation need to understand that this November, Bill, is an important election. It will put us back on course if we take back Congress. That's a great first step because right now in these short 2+ years, give or take, we're going in a bad direction. You're right.
Right.
The terrorists and the international criminals, they love Joe Biden. The Mexican cartels, they just love Joe
Biden.
It's been
a windfall profit for them, Eric. They, you know, according to the last report, since Biden has been president, they've gotten something like $13 billion in income as a result of this administration. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels.
Absolutely, and that's why we got to get switched on America.
Amen. Well, Eric Krohn has been our guest. He's the author of the book Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Eric's background includes former DHS, ICE, HSI, Interpol Special Agent, an expert in transnational crime, counterterrorism, money laundering, national security crime, border security, Afghanistan, Iran, Dubai, and Russia. Like I said, he's been there in the room so often, and we so appreciate his expertise and his vulnerability to come on the show and give it to us straight. Thank you, Eric. Take care, buddy.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge has approved the release of a less redacted version of the affidavit for the FBI raid on President Trump's home. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt had ordered the additional partial unsealing of the affidavit. The document shed more light on the Biden Department of Justice's reasoning behind the Mar-a-Lago raid, but many questions still remain. A mail package minimally exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late Tuesday. The college said a staff member suffered minor injuries. Philippe Colon is with the Boston PD.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
Authorities said another suspicious package was found near a prominent art museum, and the FBI was assisting in the investigations. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Everything that you need to know to be in the flow of the know, as we say. You know, September is Baby Safety Month, and one of the overlooked questions is your home properly childproofed? I know that'll cause you to take a pause for just a moment and to think, okay, is my home properly childproof? Well, when considering baby-proofing, the first thoughts are often of the kitchen and bathroom. However, the laundry room, believe it or not, plays a critical role in so many family routines and can often go overlooked. In fact, in a survey conducted by the American Cleaning Institute, they found that more than 67% of parents with children under the age of 4 said their laundry room is accessible to children. Here to talk more about it is Taureen Creppy. She's the president of Safe Kids Worldwide, and Brian Sansoni of the American Cleaning Institute. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Hello, Bill.
Well, Brian, what are the common safety mistakes you see when handling and storing cleaning supplies?
Yeah, you mentioned it about the laundry room. We don't always think about the laundry room when it comes to a baby proofing. And yet, new parents will do more than 700 loads of laundry before their baby turns one. So that's why it's really important that we pay attention to safety there. And we keep those laundry products, cleaning products, out of sight, out of the reach of children. Make sure they're inaccessible. And while we're showing off our new laundry rooms, sometimes people will take laundry packets, for instance, out of their original container, put them in a clear jar or container. dinner. It looks nice. They might put it on a shelf and take pictures of it, put it on Pinterest or Instagram. That's really an unsafe storage practice. So our advice is store, not decor. Keep the product in the original containers that are meant to be child deterrent. Make sure they're out of sight, out of reach.
Taureen, you know, with your focus on safe kids worldwide, I got to imagine it was cringeworthy for you when you started seeing these videos with these kids playing around with these pods, these cleaning pods, so irresponsibly. I mean, this is not the kind of thing on many levels that we want to example to younger children, do we?
No, we don't. And I think what's important to know is that we want kids to, you know, be curious. And, you know, for us, we want parents to just routinely take safety checks of their home. Most importantly, keep liquid laundry packets in their original packaging, as Brian mentioned. You know, the laundry room, we don't think about that often, but we want you to designate a spot in your laundry room to keep these liquid laundry packets and other products out of sight, up and away from your little ones. And most importantly, you know, have cleaning products back separately. When you go to the grocery store, put them all in one bag. So when you get home, you can put them up first and keep them out of sight.
Brian, what other common sense mistakes, you know, common safety mistakes that you see in these homes or that get reported to you?
So often what we'll see is, again, we're busy. Maybe we're getting ready to do the dishes and we have a detergent or one of the little dish tabs. We might put it on the kitchen counter. It only takes a second for a curious child who may be running around to, you know, try to grab that and, you know, put it in their mouth or touch it with their wet hand. That's how accidents happen. Or similarly, in the laundry room, it only takes a second. You're busy. You might answer the phone. You left your laundry packet on the counter of the washer or dryer. It only takes a second for a curious child to grab that. Make sure when you're doing the laundry, you're focused on that. You put that laundry tablet into the wash or you put that dish tab into the dishwasher because it only takes a second. So we believe we should take a second for safety to make sure we can to prevent these accidental exposures.
Taureen, what Brian is saying is so true. I hear this often from parents, you know, these especially toddlers, you know, they're barely crawling, but somehow something of interest and they go into Mach 5 speeds. And like you said, you turn your back to pick up a phone or maybe take a pot off the stove or something. And next thing you know, that little guy or that little girl has something in its mouth and you go, wait, where, how, you know, and you're scrambling as fast as you can. And it's like one of those things you don't realize it until sometimes it's too late. And hopefully it's just a lesson in safety that you get and there's nothing, you know, dire that happens. But unfortunately, accidents do occur and they're more common than not, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, we want parents to remember that, you know, in the case of an incident or an accidental exposure, one thing that they can do is first try to be as calm as they can. But call the poison control hotline number at 1-800-222-1222. We know that kids are curious. We want to protect and prevent injuries. But most importantly, if you know that if it should happen, here's a number that you can call. So please put it in your phone, put it on your refrigerator as a reminder.
Exactly. We're talking with Taureen Crepy from Safe Kids Worldwide and Brian Sansoni from the American Cleaning Institute. Brian, can you talk more about these popular organizational trends like keeping liquid laundry packets in decorative jars that can put families at risk? I know you touched on that, but what other you know, positive organizational trends can we employ?
You know, I think if you're designing or you're working with a designer or a new laundry room, some laundry space or where you clean a lot, you know, design with safety in mind. So there's a central part, like say the laundry room, where your supplies are that are inaccessible to little kids. So that's, you know, really what we recommend. Design with safety in mind. And again, you, when you're doing your laundry or where there are older kids that might be helping out, make sure they're up to speed to make sure that the, when they're doing their own laundry, make sure that they're putting away the detergents and cleaners because their little siblings may be running around. So it's important to know that the whole family has a role in safety.
Taurine, it really is all about safety, isn't it? I mean, and for those that may have, you know, they're hearing Brian talk about these, you know, these decorative jars that look so cool and realizing, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, they look cool and it's, they're really neat, but I'm putting my family at risk here. What do you say to them? I mean, you know, because, you know, we don't want to, you know, guilt shame them here. I mean, we want them to understand, you know, before it happens, and hopefully it hasn't happened to them, that they've run into an emergency. That, you know, we're talking about ways to mitigate these dangers that lurk in our homes. And, you know, the last thing we want is something that's going to injure our children.
Yeah, so always keep your liquid laundry packets in their original packaging. You know, when you open them, tightly seal them back, close the cap. You know, there are things that you can do to protect and prevent an injury from even occurring. Again, as we said, you know, never display packets in a clear glass jar where they could attract attention for curious children. You know, some of these, you know, they're colorful, so we don't want to attract attention to them. So what we can do is keep them in their original packaging, make sure they're locked and sealed at all times, and most importantly, do routine safety checks of your home to make sure that you are keeping products in a designated place that you have decided in your home.
Brian, if exposure does occur, is there like a placard or something that you make available that can, you know, help caregivers and parents be prepared as to what to do if an exposure happens?
It is so important to have the Poison Control Center number already saved to your phone. And that's 1-800-222-1222.
And again, Taurine, the website our listeners can go to for more information?
Yes, you can learn more cleaning product safety tips by visiting the Safe Kids Worldwide website at safekids.org or the American Cleaning Institute's website at packagesup.com.
Well, Taurine Crepe, president of Safe Kids Worldwide, and Brian Sansoni from the American Cleaning Institute have been our guests. Thank you for all this great information. We appreciate it. Let's keep the kids safe, especially this September, which is Baby Safety Month.
Thank you.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It is an upside down world in which we live in. You know, for those of us who read the Word of God, the Bible's quite clear that woe on that day when that which is good called evil, that which is evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet, dark to light, that which is light is made dark. You know, here it is. This is the world we live in right now, so we shouldn't be surprised. This next story, we're waiting on a former Marine to connect with us, and so this may or may not happen, but I do want to share this part of the story because this is consistent with what Eric was sharing with us earlier, and Eric's background is so invaluable. To have him as an asset, as an expert, to come on the show, I mean, this isn't somebody just with an opinion. You know, this is an experienced, servant of the people. You know, as I mentioned, a former special agent, and he has uncovered, what the FBI could have been looking for. All right. And, and the fact is, the question is, has America lost faith in the FBI? I would think that, you know, the continuing stories are such that each day we hear, what the FBI is doing that is anti-American. And yes, we are losing faith in the FBI. And so the FBI's reaction is not to, come together and say, look, we've got to stop this. We've got to get control of this agency and apologize and change from our wicked ways. No, what they do is they double down and now they're going after conservatives. You know, they go in and, whether it's Steve Bannon, whether it's a former president, and all under a guise, and do we have much confidence, especially when it has to do with Trump, after all that they put Donald Trump and his family through while he was president of the United States. You know, even while he was a candidate. Here they did something worse than what, President Nixon had to resign for with Watergate in surveilling a presidential candidate. And of course, Donald Trump says, hey, I got wiretapped. And they go, you used the wrong word. So, it wasn't wiretapped, so you're a liar because you said you were wiretapped. Oh, because you didn't say you were surveilled, the modern term of, what they did. But, on a technicality, that's like Jean-Carine Pierre going, well, you know, you said they walked across the border. Well, they didn't just walk across the border. You're wrong. You know, your statement is incorrect because you said they walked across. Well, whatever, you know, whether they swam, they walked, they were launched, whatever. They crossed the border illegally, Jean-Pierre. You know, come on, give me a break. But this is where we are right now. We're splitting hairs, all to justify a bogus narrative that is destroying this country as we know it. And all it takes is well-meaning people, reasonable people, of which the majority of America is, to sit there and say, well, maybe it's a phase and they'll get over it. Well, guess what? They're not getting over it. You know, all they're doing, and like the FBI, instead of them coming together and saying, hey, guys, you know, we got to get our act together. You know, we really messed up. We messed up on, you know, this whole situation. We abandoned our core principles as an independent, apolitical agency that the government that the American people rely upon. And we've messed all that up. And we've got to throw ourselves down on the mercy of the people's court and ask for forgiveness and get our act together and say this will not happen again. And if the leadership, the current leadership, needs to be exited and reassigned, then let it be so. Because clearly the current leadership is not leading them to the promised land. If anything, they're leading them to darker and darker hallways of totalitarianism. Can you see that, or am I just exaggerating? You think I'm just making this up, or is the evidence so clear that, and maybe so shocking that we can't even admit it? But let's go back. You know, there was a book that was written about World War II and how Adolf Hitler was able to kill so many millions of people. And the book was titled, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? With a big lie, the biggest lie you can get your hands on, that you can get the people to buy into. You get them to buy into that, and they'll do anything. And that's exactly what happened, but we never learned from history, you know, as our good friend Bruce Thatcher, you know, has taught us. We don't learn from history. That's why we keep repeating it. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to pass on to the next generation. When we sit there and talk to our kids, I mean, well, why do we have these conversations with our kids so that they don't make the same mistakes we do? Right? We want them to live in a better America. But this is what happens. You know, Voltaire said it quite clearly. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Think about that. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Now, is that what's happening in America today? Well, Lloyd Muldrow is with us. And the story is all about a Baltimore police who arrested a Marine vet after he stopped a vicious assault and disarmed the attacker, only to be arrested and charged with gun possession. See what I said? Up is down is up, right is wrong, wrong is, you know. The victim said, by the way, thank you very much to the Marine. You probably saved my life. Well, the former Marine is here, Lloyd Muldrow, to tell his story. Lloyd, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Okay, so that's pretty much what happened. I mean, you know, Semper Fi, my brother, from one former Marine to another, always.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
You know, always faithful. And here you are. You see a fellow citizen being viciously assaulted, and that natural instinct takes over. Now, you didn't sit there and ask the guy, hey, are you a Republican or a Democrat? You know, do you believe in the same things I do? No, you just went. You just went to help somebody and save somebody's life, Lloyd, right?
Absolutely, sir. I mean, you know, I was put in a situation, you know, you see somebody bleeding profusely from the head. And at that time, it appeared that he had a gunshot to the head. And yes, natural instincts is, you know, protect and serve. I mean, protect lives, because not only did I probably save his life, but as well the attacker, because the police could have sure enough came and probably would have just blew him away. So, you know, mm-hmm. What do? We do what we're trained to do.
Exactly. Well, and then also, I mean, here's a bad guy with a gun. How many others could have been, you know, part of the collateral damage as well if you hadn't stopped him? Lloyd, what do you do for a living? besides going out and putting on a cape and saving people? I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
Well, right now I'm in between jobs. I'm doing armed security, and also I do safety training management for a transportation company. So that's what I'm doing at this time.
Right. So tell us what happened. Where were you? How did this come about that you found yourself the person that needed to answer the call?
Well, I was in Baltimore, Maryland at a well-known nightclub there for the older generation. It was at Tequila Sunset. I walked in the door, and as I stated, I saw my friend bleeding profusely from the head. And like I said, it appeared to be a gunshot wound. And at that time, he was struggling with the guy. So I just struck the guy and did a heel hook and took him down to the ground. And immediately once I took him down to the ground, the police was right there within 10 seconds of that. And once they were there, engaging with the police officer, I literally had to tell them, hey, listen, I have a firearm on my side. I have a legal carry permit and out of Virginia, and then they secured my weapon. Mr. Wesley's weapon was never found because someone picked it up. But surely the witnesses were saying that he did have a gun in his possession. So at which time the police was thanking me for disarming the guy. However, once the lieutenant in charge came on the scene, it was his immediate response was, hold on, he got a concealed carry in Virginia. Maryland don't recognize Virginia. Lock him up. And that was his attitude. Without any investigation or any listening to what the other police officers were saying, and, I felt as though that was an unconstitutional as well as ungrateful act.
Exactly. I mean, here it is. You saved a life, and you didn't even use your gun. It remained holstered, correct?
That is correct.
Right. And so the concealed carry permit is not recognized in Baltimore. Is that correct as well?
That is correct. However, Maryland, Virginia recognizes Maryland, so there's no reciprocity with Virginia to Maryland. But Maryland, Virginia recognizes Maryland.
Unbelievable. So then, so they take you to jail. How much time did you spend in jail before somebody got smart?
Well, I spent 18 miserable hours. It's worse. I'd rather been a POW in combat than a prisoner in my own country for saving lives.
Did they put you in solitary confinement, or they just housed you for 18 hours?
They housed me.
As if that's not bad enough.
Right, exactly. They housed me for 18 hours. Not really confinement. I did have a couple other people in the cell with me, but that was the worst 18 hours I ever spent in my life.
So did they send you an after-action report so you could tell them what a great job they did for you and how you would rate the food there in the jail and the people that took care of you?
Absolutely not, sir. Absolutely not.
I'm sorry to bring some levity to it because I feel for you, Lloyd, because sadly, this is what America has come down to. Last night we heard that Mike Lindell, had his phone taken away from the FBI. These are all bad signs that are happening in our country, a country that you and I went to defend, and we still defend because the nature of our oath of office, it doesn't come with an expiration date, does it?
That is true. That is true. And I, again, simplify as well. But you're absolutely right. And we're our offer is to protect our country against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Amen. Lloyd Muldrow, you're a great citizen.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.